ACC has been using what they call, quote, computer-based risk prediction models to assist them in assessing claims. However, researchers from Otago University have expressed unease with what they see as a lack of transparency. For more, I spoke with one of them, Dr. James McLaren, and asked them just what these risk prediction models are.
The sort of model that ACC is using is what most people might call an artificial intelligence, but it's really just a way of employing statistics to make predictions about certain sorts of risks. So ACC have said that they're using it to do things like work out which clients are especially at risk and ought to be contacted first, to work out which case owner should be assigned to which client, and also to work out how long we should expect a claim to be managed. So it's not very obvious from what they say exactly what they're planning to do with it. This sort of tool, like any tool, you need to know that it's fit for purpose, it does a good job. With artificial intelligence, in general, people are not very used to using these computerized decision-making tools. So we want to make sure that the people who are using them know how to use them, that in this case, ACC knows that the tool is accurate. ACC has said that it's tested this tool. So usually what happens is people buy a tool like this. Sometimes they make them. As I understand it, in this case, ACC has bought it. So you need to check that it works as well as the makers say, that it works well here if you bought it from, for example, overseas, which is often the case. You need to check that your staff can work with it well. One of the problems with working with computerized decision-making tools like this is that it's quite hard to disagree with them. So people, on the one hand, sometimes end up just thinking that, you know, it's kind of a backup plan. They'll agree with it when it agrees with them. In that case, it's not really doing any work. It's mostly gathering dust. The other end of the scale is that people can slide into what people sometimes call autopilot mode. So they just end up thinking, this tool's pretty good and we spend a bit of money on it, so I'll agree with it. In which case, they've slid out of the loop. It's important that people still be in the loop, and mostly it's important that people understand, like any tool, this is good for some jobs. It's not good for all jobs. Nothing's perfect, and this sort of tool certainly isn't perfect. So people who use it need to know cases where it's likely to work well and cases where it might not work so well. So points where, you know, you should probably think the decision that you would make might be better than the machine's, and cases where you think the machine's decision might be better than yours, like where it's wrangling very large amounts of data. So those sorts of things we would like ACC and any government agency, or indeed any company, to have a think about if they're going to employ this sort of decision-making tool. So the project that I'm on, Artificial Intelligence and Law in New Zealand project at Otago, is trying to encourage people to think about the use of these tools. They're certainly valuable. In this case, we certainly want ACC to be using statistics well, to understand the health of New Zealand as well, to understand the situation of individual claimants well. So we want them to get the facts. So this looks like a good way of getting the facts, but we need to know that it's not distorting the way that ACC works in a way that the public might not be happy with. So we'd like some reassurance and a bit more information from ACC in this case. One other thing I guess I should mention is that in some cases overseas, so a very famous case is with a tool called Compass that's used in the United States to work out what happens to people in the prison system and how long they might stay in prison, when they might get out on parole. Compass was found to systematically discriminate against black prisoners. If you were black, you got a higher Compass score, and that meant that it was much harder to get out of jail. Now, we have no idea whether there's some sort of bias in the way that ACC uses this tool, but again, that's a sort of thing that we would expect ACC to be looking for, testing for, and we'd like New Zealanders to be confident in ACC. So we think it would be good if ACC gave us a bit more information about how they'd done that testing.